Fairly quick devotional thought before we dismiss to class. I was thinking about a couple passages in the Bible about light, and what came to my mind was, I don't know if anyone here has ever went to the caves around Springfield, Missouri, you know, southern Missouri, northern Arkansas. Have you ever went inside of those caves? Well, the one in Springfield or near it, it's called Fantastic Caverns. Now, I know if you went to Branson, you saw the signs. And it was pretty neat. Most of it, you sit on little low trolley-looking things, and you go through it. It was pretty neat, and I was kind of impressed. But then we went to one in northern Arkansas. I think it was called Blanchard Springs. And it is absolutely amazing. If you ever want to go to a cave, forget Missouri. Go to this one in Arkansas. But it's just really neat. You had to go in this pressurized elevator and go way down in there. And I just remember this specifically. The guide, you start walking through, and you know, there's lights, and you get to the point where she turned off all the lights. And I think she even talked about how it used to be that, you know, before flashlights and all that, people would go in there with candles. They'd explore with candles. And she's like, can you imagine what would happen if you're in here and your candle goes out? And I'm talking about complete darkness. And I don't know if you've ever experienced complete darkness, right? You can't see your hand in front of your face. And it's claustrophobic, and it's almost like you feel a pressure on you. You can almost feel it. And, you know, the thing about it is, you know, at night, even on a dark night, you wake up middle of the night or something, you know, your eyes are adjusted. You still kind of see things, but not this. You will never, your eyes will never adjust that, to that kind of darkness. And so I was just thinking about a few things here. You know, no amount of time spent in that darkness will allow you to adjust, right? Now, our spiritual lives can be a lot like that cave experience. Peter reminds us that we've been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, in Colossians 1 and verse 13, you know, we've been called out of darkness, the power of darkness, actually, into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Right? And remember, the word church in the original language literally means called out, ecclesia. Right? Just like I always say, we could have on the sign out there the called out of Christ. Well, what were we called out of? We're called out of darkness. Into what? Into his light. You know, John warns us that we can find ourselves walking in darkness in 1 John 1 and verse 6. But unlike that cave, I just want to read a couple verses here, John chapter 3. Unlike that cave, unfortunately, our eyes adjust to spiritual darkness. So here's the problem, right? John 3 and verse 19, this conversation with Nicodemus, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil, right? You know, it's not until we seek to come to know God and his Son that we realize the darkness that we're walking in. Right? God is light. Keep reading 20 and 21. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. You know, Paul encourages us in Romans 13 and verse 12, to lay aside the deeds of darkness and to put on the armor of light. What a great teaching. And we all know Psalm 119 and verse 105, I'm sure, right? See, we've got access to a light that'll never fade, never go out, right? God's word is always there to light our path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, what the psalmist writes. But we got to lay aside those deeds of darkness and seek the light of God's word in our life. So I guess I'll just leave it like that, and we'll offer the Lord's invitation. Just remember that, you know, God is always offering us His light. Always. You know, maybe you've never come to the light. You know, maybe you've never obeyed the gospel. Right? The light is calling you. God is calling you to the light. Right? But you got to come and trust in obedience, put on Christ in baptism, right, with that responsive, obedient heart. If you haven't done that, you got an opportunity this evening. Wouldn't it be a great night if there was someone here that needs to obey the gospel if they did that? We'll put Bible class on hold. We'll do it right now. We'll sing some songs and we'll rejoice with you if you need to obey the gospel. What a great night that would be. It'd be a great night also, and the host of heaven would rejoice also if there's someone here that has obeyed the gospel, but they went back to a lifestyle of darkness. And they recognize that darkness, and they're ready to come home. And they're ready to be reconciled to God. So if you have any spiritual need this evening, let us know, would you, please, as we stand, as we sing.
Sinner Jesus.